Okay, well, if you've made it this far and you actually watched all the videos, well, then congratulations there. And hopefully you've left all of this with a decent understanding of Python. But chances are you might have one big question, and that is, where do we go from here? What does an advanced or an intermediate Python look like? And the answer is really, it's sort of up to you. It's now on you to go forth and explore.
Yeah, absolutely. But what we hope we've done is we've built enough of a foundation for you over these series of little lessons that you can now go off and look at things like online tutorials and now actually look at the code and go, you know what? 80% of this actually looks familiar. Don't expect to understand 100% of it. That's the point of a tutorial. It should always be teaching you something new. But I'm really hoping that now this is done, there's some tutorials and things you can play with and start learning on your own in the direction you want to go in.
Exactly. So if we take a real quick look at one tutorial that I have right here, which is building a Flask app using Azure Cognitive Services. Now, Flask is near and dear to my heart because I'm a web developer at heart. And if we start scrolling through this, let me see if I can't get this to start scrolling correctly. What we're going to notice is that it gives us some prerequisites. And one of the prerequisites is, that you've got Python. Hey, congratulations, you've already got that. Visual Studio Code, congratulations, you've already got that. So you can, check those boxes right there. And then it's going to start to walk you through everything else that you might need. Now, I want to scroll on down until we start to get to some of the pieces of code here. And what you're going to notice is that these are things that we've already played around with. So we took a look at decorators, and that's what you're seeing with that little @app.route and the little forward slash. Or if you take a look down below, you'll see another one, and then you'll see that define about, and then a little return of a method call. We've seen all of this already inside of our videos, and that's our hope here is that we've given you enough information so that way you could go in and start exploring some of these quick starts on your own. Do you have a quick start that you wanted to show?
Yeah, my passion, you're a web guy, that's your happy place, but my happy place is playing with data, machine learning, artificial intelligence. So I like playing with a lot of the different services that allow me to analyze images, extract text, because I think there's so much fun you can have in that space. So I've got a quick start here, and this is actually the one, it's similar to what I did in the exercise when I talked about APIs. But now you could actually go, and I pulled this one off docs.microsoft.com, and if you go take a look at it, what you'll see is it says, hey, analyze a locally stored image to extract visual features using a REST API. And if you'd read this before you watched the videos, probably is a lot of stuff in here that'd be very confusing. But there's a few things that are different. It talks about using a Jupyter notebook to write your code. Jupyter is just another development environment for writing Python, so you can absolutely do this in Visual Studio Code as well. It says, you need to create an Azure subscription, install Python. We know how to do that. We need that subscription key for computer vision. We saw how to do that when we talked about APIs. And it talks about some Python packages that you need to have installed. We've learned how to install Python packages using pip. We've learned about pip. Suddenly, all these weird commands and language in terms they're using are starting to make some sense. But don't be afraid to go rewatch a video if there was something you got stuck on and need to go back. And then you go, it says, hey, copy and following code into a text editor, like Visual Studio Code. Replace the subscription key with your key. And as you go down, follow the instructions, and you look at the code, it should start to look familiar. Import, I'm importing a library. We've got a couple of commands we haven't seen. Assert a subscription key, don't know what it is? That's what the internet is for. We're not going to teach you every single command in Python. Use the tutorials as a way of practicing and learning new commands as well.
Exactly. Now, the last little thing that I want to stress is the best time to get in and start exploring is now, while all of this knowledge is fresh. That knowledge is just like any other muscle. If you don't use it, it will atrophy. That I took 4 years of French in high school, and about all that I remember is je m'appelle Christopher. Ma grand-mère est flambée et le singe est disparu, which is a very rough way of saying, my name is Christopher, the monkey's disappeared, and my grandmother's on fire. That's about all that I remember. Why? Because I didn't use it. So the way that you can start to grow or continue to grow in Python is to get in, start exploring, start using it, and the best time to do that is right now. So with that, we want to thank you and go explore Python.
Happy coding!